Brilliance Audio presents Chasing the Night by Iris Johansson, performed by Jennifer Van Dyke. Broken bones. Eve Duncan shuddered as she looked down at the pitiful remains of the little girl's skull that she'd carefully spread on the special tarp on her desk. The child's skull was shattered, and the cheekbones and nasal and orbital bones were only unidentifiable splinters. The Detroit Police Department thought that the child had been beaten to death with a hammer. How the hell was she going to put that little girl's face together again?
"You're angry."
Eve glanced at Joe Quinn, sitting on the couch across the room. "You're damn right I am." She reached out and gently touched one of the little girl's remaining facial bones, still left intact. Whoever killed this child had to be insane. Who would think it necessary to do this? This monstrosity. She couldn't have been more than 8 years old.
"And after hundreds of these reconstructions, it still makes you furious."
His lips tightened.
"Me too. You'd think we'd get used to it, but that never happens, does it?"
Yes, Joe might be a tough, experienced police detective, but he could be as emotional as Eve when the victims were helpless children. "Sometimes I can block it, but this savagery... A hammer, Joe. He used a hammer."
"Son of a bitch."
Joe got up and moved across the room to stand behind her.
"Have you given her a name yet?"
Eve always gave her reconstructions names while she worked on them. It made her feel a connection while she strove desperately to give a name and identity to those poor, murdered children who had been thrown away. She shook her head. "Not yet. I just got the skull by FedEx this afternoon. Detroit Forensics warned me to expect this, but it still came as a shock."
"It looks like a lost cause."
Joe was gazing down at the splintered bones.
"It's going to be a nightmare putting her back together. How do you know you've got all the pieces?"
"I don't, but there's a good chance. Forensics thinks that she was already completely wrapped in the yellow plastic raincoat in which he buried her when her murderer started this carnage. Maybe he just wanted to make sure that she was dead, or that no one would ever recognize her."
"This one is going to tear you up."
Joe reached out and began to massage her neck.
"You're already tense, and you haven't even started."
"I've started." She closed her eyes as his thumbs dug gently into exactly the right spot on the center of her neck. After all these years of living together, he knew every muscle, every pleasure point of her body. He was right. She was tense. She would take this brief moment before she began to work. Joe's touch. Joe's support. It was a soothing song that helped to drown out the ugliness of the world. Once she actually began the reconstruction, there would be only her and this child, who had lost her life over 10 years ago. They would be bound together in darkness until Eve could finish working and shine a light that would bring the little girl home. And she would bring her home. She'd give her back her face, then let the media publish a photo, and surely someone would recognize her. "I started the moment I saw what that bastard had done to her."
"You haven't given her a name yet," Joe said. "Tell Detroit to give her to Josephson to do the reconstruction. You may be the best, but you're not the only forensic sculptor in the country. You've got a backlog of requests that will keep you slaving for the next 6 months. You don't need this kind of pressure."
She didn't need for some creep to do this to her. She opened her eyes and gazed down at the broken skull. "She's my job, Joe." She thought for a moment. "And her name is Cindy." She straightened in her chair. "Now let me get to work.